The Chevri Mishnah is so beautiful. Come and chop extra couple of minutes. What you can accomplish, it's amazing. Mazel tov on the scene. Okay. There's a study which I quote all the time because it's mamish, it's Yesoidus thing. You know what Yesoidus thing is? It's foundation. It's the longest running study in the history of studies. And that is, Harvard University studied freshmen from, I think, somewhere in the early 1920s, I think. I'm not sure exactly. It's almost 90 years by now. That's how long they're studying these people. Now they're already studying their einiklach. They're studying their grandchildren. Wives, the grandchildren. It's the longest continuous study. And they studied freshmen in Harvard. I don't remember what year it was, but I'd say around 1920, maybe a little earlier. And then they studied also, maybe later, around that time. A couple of them ended up being presidents. Then they studied the same year, I think it was another 100 people, or 50, I don't remember the exact numbers, you can look it up. Chevra from the lowest class people that they could find in Boston at the time. The lowest, the poorest, mamish from the gutter. They took the same age and they studied them. And they wanted to see what would happen. And what they came out after 75 years was the biggest difference in their life, the people that turned out to be happier, healthier, more successful in every facet of their life, the one thing that made the biggest difference were the people that were able to maintain long lifetime relationships. It wasn't your brains. It wasn't how much money your parents had. Did it make a difference what school you went to? So the guys who had it all, went to Harvard, they were literally born with, let's say, silver spoons in their mouths or golden spoons. Or the chevra from the lowest of the low, the ones that were the most successful were the ones that were able to maintain long relationships. Unbelievable. And I love it when you see the Torah literally come alive. Because Moshe Rabbeinu promised us, Rabbi Yisai. Moshe Rabbeinu promised us. The Torah is good for us. L'toiv lonu kol ayomim l'chayiseinu kayoy mazeh. Moshe Rabbeinu said the Torah is good for us. And in this week's parasha, we literally find the key. The last couple of parashas, we find the key to this. What does it take? What does it take to keep long relationships? What do you need? I'll never forget one of the last conversations I had with my Dovel, Zechreinu Levracha. He said to me, Daddy, someone got divorced. And he said to me, I knew he was going to get divorced. And I said to him, how did you know he was going to get divorced? He said, he couldn't get along with anybody in ninth grade. How could he get married? And he said, Dad, look at it. Look at the guys that Pasha can't get along with anybody. And you'll see those guys later on, you'll see they're the ones who get divorced. And I thought about it. I was blown away. He was talking right. I went back now, Baruch Hashem, I'm doing this for quite a bit of time. And I went back in my head of the people that are always getting into fights with everybody. They are the ones that, when they get married, they get divorced. Mm-hmm. It's not like a tremendous chiddush. It's really another push. If you can't get along with anybody, so that when you get married, you can't get along with people. It's not a kasha. Unbelievable. So what's the key? What's the key, Rabbi said? If it's the most important thing, and you have to realize, the number one cause of suicide. Anybody know?
Dentists?
I'm not even kidding. Dentists?
No, 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 cause. I'm not saying people, male men. I'm not talking about what profession. I'm talking about cause.
Depression.
Loneliness. People, nebuch, that kill themselves. Now don't ask me how you know that. Guys. Now, don't ask me how we know this, because how do you ask a person who kills themselves why they killed themselves? But people who are suicidal, the number one complaint that they have is they're lonely. They're lonely. And you should know, I use this all the time when I'm counseling older guys in their 30s, late 30s, and they can't seem to get married. And a lot of the reason why they can't get married is because they're afraid. They're afraid of getting married. They're pushed afraid of trusting people. And I say to them, what are you afraid of? But what's a bigger fear? You want to be that guy, 65 years old in shul, never got married, living in a basement, no kids, no wife? Aren't you afraid of that more? And the guy thinks about it, yeah, Taka, that's a bigger fear. You know, men have it much worse than women. Just realize, women who are single live much longer and much healthier. Men have it much worse. They die much younger. So we're men in this room. So just to know, the men who are not married, as much as men complain that their wives boss them around, this, that, whatever it is, married men live much longer. Much longer. Many more years than men who never get married. Because we also, it's the first thing the Torah says about Adam. What does Hashem tell us? It's not good for man to live alone. It's not good. It's not healthy. We say it, Rabbi Isai, in davening. I won't be embarrassed because I've abetachim. Yosef Atzadik in this week's parashah gives us the key, Rabbi Isai. If you have betachin, you can have long relationships. How do we see that? Two things that betachin do that help with relationships. Two things. Number one, betachin means you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect. And you know what that means? That means that you're not. We believe Hashem is perfect and nobody else. That means I'm not perfect. Hashem is perfect and I'm me. And if I'm not perfect, that means I can make mistakes. And if I can make mistakes, and I want people to forgive me when I make mistakes, so shouldn't I forgive other people when they make mistakes? That's one key to having friends. Because when your friend does something to you that, you know, maybe you shouldn't have. Okay, so your friend was wrong. He's only a human being. You're also a human being. You're perfect. Why are people so embarrassed to admit that they make a mistake? You're a human being. Human beings make mistakes. Human being equals mistakes. That is part of betochen. Part of the Emunah in Hashem is that you have that you are human and you make mistakes. And that's okay. So just say you're sorry and move on. And then also you could forgive the other guy. Because so your friend made a mistake. So your friend was mavazi you. You don't like the way he spoke to you. You don't like that he didn't give you the right or whatever. When you're in a little bit, you don't like the fact that you didn't get playing time. You weren't, or you don't like, as you get older, you don't get the aliyah that you want. Or as you get older, you don't like the way your wife spoke to you. She didn't talk to you with, this is a thing that a lot of men, I don't like, she didn't talk to me with the proper derech eretz. Okay, so she made a mistake. You are perfect. You're not perfect, and she's not perfect. That's one part of betachin, emuna and betachin. More emuna than betachin. And the other part is what Yosef HaTzadik said in this week's parasha. Everything that happens to you is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who had more of a right to have kindness in the world than Yosef HaTzadik? Which brother in the history of the world that you know of, how many brothers that do you know that got thrown into a pit by their brothers and sold as a slave? You know? Your brother was... This is going on, guys. People may recognize you on. It gets recorded. It's like embarrassed. I'm not embarrassed for you. You make a stupid joke. At least if it's good, so then it's good. But if it's not good, so then it's going to go on the thing. So just, I'm just warning you. Yosef HaTzadik had it worse than any brother ever in the history that I know of. And Yosef HaTzadik says, It wasn't me. You didn't do anything to me. It was Hashem. Hashem put me here. Every step of my life is guided by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing that happens to me is an accident. You didn't insult me. You didn't sell me to Mitzrayim. You didn't try to kill me. Every single step of the way was guided by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chas v'sholem, I should have tainus on me. If you have betachon in Hashem, you know that every single thing that happens to you is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a specific lesson for you. Every single thing that happens, so if your Rebbe talks to you in a way that you hold you shouldn't have been spoken to, it's not your Rebbe talking. It's Hashem talking. Hashem is giving you a message. If someday your wife talks to you in a way that you hold is not lefi chvaitcha, you hold that you deserve more respect, it's not your wife talking to you. It's Hashem talking to you. Hashem is saying to you, maybe you need a change. Maybe you don't deserve the respect that you think you deserve. Maybe you shouldn't get the playing time that you think that you should get. That's coming from Hashem. So a person who has betachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those are the people that are able to stay married, those are the people able to have friends, those are the people that get along with people, because they're able to be meichel people, they're able to be mevater when things they think don't go their way, and that is the biggest gift that you could ever have in your life. You'll have a good marriage, you'll have a good relationship with your kids, you have a good relationship with your chaverim, you'll have, for sure, you'll have a great Shabbos.